joined here in the studio by Dominic Grieve, who chairs the Intelligence and Security Committee, but until a few years ago was the Attorney General. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is our relationship with our overseas territories such that we could change the way they do business, possibly shut down the way they operate as tax havens?
We could, and I mean, on one occasion in the recent past, we intervened and removed the self-government of one of our overseas territories because we were concerned about the levels of corruption within government. But it's a bit of a nuclear option, just in the same way as the devolution settlement to Scotland is something which has to be respected. So the autonomy of our overseas territories is something that we have to respect as well. And as long as they are carrying out their governance properly, there would be no proper grounds to intervene. We are there ultimately to be responsible for their international relations and their defence in most cases.
And are you satisfied, were you satisfied when you were Attorney General, with the way that the British Virgin Islands were operating?
When I was Attorney General, we used to meet with the overseas territories' attorneys on an annual basis, either myself or the Solicitor General. And this still goes on. And the sorts of topics that would be discussed would include issues around money laundering, problems of ensuring that overseas territories weren't used as havens for terrorist money, for example, and were completely compliant with all their international obligations. But what is indeed correct, as the point was just being made, is that tax is a competitive environment. And if people wish to locate to an overseas location, including an overseas territory, because they see that there are tax advantages by locating their company there, that's a legitimate thing. There's a clear distinction between you managing your tax affairs so as to minimise tax lawfully and tax evasion, or for that matter, allowing your banking system or financial sector to be used to facilitate crime or terrorism.
Indeed. And you could argue, look, London's doing it to the rest of Europe and saying, look, we want a benign environment because we want to lure people here. And they're just doing that to us. But they are under the control of the UK. And there are, it would appear, an awful lot of people who are perhaps legitimately, but able to take advantage of that tax regime in a way that the rest of us can't. I mean, we pay our taxes to fund hospitals, to fund the way we live our lives here. And then there are very wealthy people who, entirely within the law, can avoid doing that. Is that acceptable?
It's a moral question, but ultimately we live in a globalised marketplace and the evidence is overwhelming. And we've seen this before, that if you have a tax environment which people find onerous, they will shift elsewhere. They will either shift their tax affairs elsewhere or they'll shift themselves elsewhere. It was what the brain drain was in the 1970s with people leaving this country to go to the United States. So I think one has to recognise that whilst there is a clear desire and a need to ensure transparency and to prevent criminality of whatever form it takes, and that includes evasion, straight evasion, that you are not... the best way of ensuring, I suppose, that people do not wish to go to the BVI is to provide the right environment domestically in terms of tax, which guarantees that people wish to keep all their tax affairs in the United Kingdom or indeed any other European state.
But there's another way of doing it. And it's perhaps, I mean, we've have the Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, saying that the government's got to stop pussyfooting around on tax dodging. But we also had John Caldwell, a very successful businessman this morning, saying that the government leaves it a little bit vague. The government leaves it open to abuse. And actually, you have clearer guidance on what is acceptable and people wouldn't move their money offshore.
I must say that I think the present government and indeed its coalition predecessor has done more to close tax loopholes than was ever done by Labour when they were in power in the 13 years previously. It's in fact been a tremendous amount of work by the Treasury to try to ensure that that happens. But ultimately, I think you're right, you do have to strike a balance. If we're going to destroy the economy of the British Virgin Islands, which is because we prevent them from providing banking services at all, then we're going to destroy the livelihood of its inhabitants. So for those reasons, I think the government has a responsibility towards encouraging overseas territories to find legitimate ways of economic development. And the financial sector is undoubtedly such a legitimate method,
so
just as it has been for Switzerland or any other state. Mm.
But so when you look at what came out from Mossack Fonseca, are you quite, I mean, when we were talking about, you know, a lot of stuff that's gone on in Panama, a lot of it is dodgy, but it also shines a light on a whole other area that is entirely legal, but people would raise their eyebrows about. Are you saying, look, that's just the way it is. We've got to accept it. I'm comfortable with it.
I'm not saying it's the way it is. If people are uncomfortable with it, we can always enact legislation domestically or to try to change our laws to do something about it.
Should we? Do you think that we should?
We need to consider carefully the consequences of doing that. Firstly, if we were to follow the suggestion that we should effectively remove the autonomy of overseas territories to run their lawful financial services, I don't think that we are acting properly towards them. They are entitled to make their own decisions on this. Secondly, one's also got to bear in mind that the way that human society works, what will in fact happen is that people will go to other havens, which may in fact have far less good regulation. So what we would in fact be encouraging is the very money laundering and criminality that we want to suppress.
You'll know that the papers, almost entire, every single paper this morning, is asking the question of the Prime Minister, do you still have family money stashed in a secret offshore tax haven? That's the question across the front page of the Daily Mirror and others. The Prime Minister says it's a private matter. Is it for the Prime Minister whether he has money in an offshore centre?
Well, I'd understood he'd said he had no shares in offshore companies, so that would appear to answer the question.
Is it a private matter?
I think that with public figures, ultimately, we do have a need for transparency. It's worth bearing in mind that we have a register of interests at Parliament where we are obliged to set out very clearly areas of our financial interests which go way beyond what ordinary members of the public have to do, and I'm entirely comfortable with that.
Dominic Grieve, thank you very much.
Thank you.